Science of learning how to read a river and to gauge how fast it's moving. It's understanding how cold the water might be, learning what cold water does to our body. I want kids to be water wise, and through that knowledge, their resulting enjoyment, they'll be water lovers and future stewards of our rivers. It's a set of skills that will flow from one generation to the next. And we can create the kind of flow of knowledge here in Portland, and we can lead the way for our youth and for our beautiful Willamette River. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Appreciate it.
The next three are Juliet Hochman, Wochim Vonding, and Amy Johnson. And they'll be followed by Craig Mosbeck, Sonia Matabano, and Dina Marshall.
And how many more do we have after that?
There's one more after that last person.
Okay, great. And for those of you who are waiting for the Tax Supervision and Conservation Commission, better known as Tax Soup, that is going to be at about 4:15 is my prediction. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Jock Von Delling.
Yes, we will take a break.
And my name is Jock Von Delling, and I'm a parent of a father of Ainsley Von Delling, who's a freshman at Lincoln High School and rows for Rose City Rowing Club. I just want to put my support in for the Crescent Plan and hopefully a watercraft dock there that they can access the river. I think it's important to have that central location because Ainsley actually takes public transportation from Lincoln every day down to the dock so she can get to practice. And I know that other kids from all around the city do the same thing. So it is important to have and maintain that central location. And I just lastly want to say that, you know, this Rose City Rowing Program is just a really, really transformative thing for the kids. I mean, it's a life-changing event for my daughter to be a part of that program. And really want to give our support to the program and to this plan. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it.
Okay. Sorry, was there an Amy Johnson or a Craig Mosbeck? We'll go with Sonia Montalbano and Dina Marshall and Andrea Milano.
Yeah, she's here. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Craig Mosbeck, and when my two friends and I started the Portland Farmers Market 25 years ago, our goals were to create a community gathering place in the center of the city where everyone could enjoy the surroundings with the friendly activity of farmers selling local produce to customers who wanted to buy fresh, healthy foods. We can further accomplish these same basic goals by creating swimming beaches on the Willamette as it flows through the river. Everyone will have access to the beach. The community will gather, enjoying the city and its natural surroundings. Thinking about swimming on a sandy beach just sparks the image of smiling faces, friendly play, and fun. And swimming is a physical activity that can help young and old remain healthy. For many years to come, a swimming area on the Willamette will nourish our bodies, our hearts, and our collective soul. Creating a swimming beach would be one of this city council's longest-lasting legacies. I appreciate your time and efforts to establish a swimming beach in downtown Portland. The investment in a beach will yield many happy returns. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Sonia Montalbano, and to briefly summarize, I came to Portland 24 years ago as a law student studying environmental law, and I grew up on the water and was thrilled to see this beautiful river in the middle of the city. And then as my education at Lewis and Clark proceeded, was disgusted to find out that I couldn't actually touch the water. And then I was thrilled to work with my professors on the lawsuit that helped bring the big pipe to fruition. And it has been my joy to see more and more people swimming in the Willamette as time has gone on. But as the summer is approaching, the city needs to take a proactive role with respect to protecting those citizens that are swimming now. Summer is here, and the city needs to take immediate steps. You have several options in the reports that have been prepared. And you can talk about which site to develop when, but when you do so, the price tag is going to be significant and delay development in other sites. Those sites will continue to be less safe than they can be, and I suggest in light of the city's awareness of people swimming at these sites now, there are simple, affordable steps that can be taken at all of these sites to reduce the risk of injuries or worse. I urge you to prioritize funding for installing ladders where people are swimming, having access to life rings and other flotation safety devices, signage warning of dangers, boundaries such as swimming ropes or lines, and information on park websites directing people to safe sites to swim. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm Andrea Milano. I'm a librarian. I love to swim. And in respect of all the time that's left, I just want to say for the record, I'd love to share the river with some young salmon.
Well said. Thank you.
I had more to say, but
that was well said, though. That was perfect.
Way to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Was there any other testimony?
I think I've called all the names, unless someone didn't hear
Did
their name.
Did we miss anybody? No. Good. Yes. Come on up.
Caitlin, can you call me?
So if I could just frame this, my understanding is the recommendation that you started with is to adopt effectively number one with the inclusion of those aspects of number two that are also compatible. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Just so we have this properly framed. So we're interested in that balance,
yes,
between the habitat restoration and the recreational opportunities. And I'll just sort of start with my speech before I even get to any further questions. I think it's imperative that we find that balance, because as many people testified, you know, conceptually we could just close off the whole riverfront, but people are still going to make their way to the water. And therefore, I'm compelled by the testimony that says if you really want to protect that critical habitat, then take those opportunities that are truly the best for access and recreation and make those the points to which you direct people so that they're not trampling through the most critical habitat. And I love the testimony. That was actually a great end point. I want to be in the river, and I want to be in there with the salmon. I think that's sort of a good frame for this whole issue. Commissioner Fish?
So, Debbie, that was very helpful. And let me ask you the follow-up question, which is, what is our role today with respect to the testimony we've heard about the Holman Dock and the proposed river center? Is that connected to our decision? Do we need to bring that into our decision? It seems like PDC needs to be at the table. What are our options around those two issues?
That's an excellent question. I think that it in general, the plan identified a new dock again and potentially a supportive location. It didn't go into detail, and it was also on OMSI property. So I think that Council would need to take an action to further engage with the Portland Boathouse and with Prosper Portland, who is running, has the jurisdiction over the Holman Dock, to continue the work toward a new dock and a river place, a new river center. But also, OMSI very much needs to be, and our city staff has an ongoing relationship with OMSI. Following up on both the East Bank Crescent recommendation, but also weaving their master plan with our plan to make it all work.
From the letter that we got from OMSI, it's clear there's still work we have to do on that. Can we simply say in our vote to you to engage Prosper Portland in evaluating the various pieces, or do we have to take this up as a separate matter to see if there's council's support for doing something? It seems all connected, and you're doing a big look there. I mean, can we, if it's the will of the council, can we ask you just to see how it fits and give us a menu of options?
Sure. I mean, we in the resolution we talk about city staff continuing to coordinate with the property owners and the other interests. So I think we're there, and you're giving us specific.
It's a very constrained area, and I mean, my favorite bike route is coming from Goose Hollow, Salmon, over, and I know the stretch intimately. And if there's a few tents there, it's even more constrained. But it's a very constrained area, up against a parking lot, and then with a steep grade. So, if we're going to try to fit all these pieces in, it does seem like we have to be very intentional.
And commissioners, if I could just add, I think the five sites that were considered, I think that's a very important document. And one of the things you could do is specifically about the issue of swimming, you could give us direction to look at the top two rated sites. We'll do something at Poets Beach as a pilot this year, but to also look at the Hawthorne Bowl as the preferred places for swimming. Looking at the East Bank Crescent as a dock that's for light watercraft and habitat enhancement. So that might just sort of clarify, because one of the challenges, even in option one on the Crescent, is just so many things, like you said, Commissioner, trying to put habitat, boating. You heard some testimony about conflicts between folks trying to put boats in the water and swimmers that are using the dock. So that's some other clarification you could give us.
Well, if I may say, I don't think the adoption of the plan today precludes any of those. I definitely, you know, my priorities would definitely be the East Bank Crescent. It would be Poets Beach. It would be continuing to look at how you can improve infrastructure that is already there, and we had a couple of comments with regard to that. Some of these other conversations around the boathouse, around matching grants for life rings, things like that, those are conversations, I think, that continue forward in the context of the adoption of these plans. So I'm not sure how that further action is required today with regard to the adoption of the plans, unless I'm mistaken, and maybe I am.
No, I think, Mr. Mayor, it's just about what direction do you want to give us to do further work? You said come back in the fall.
Okay.
So it's just
very
sort
good.
Of clarifying yeah. those kinds of things.
So I am concerned that there's not as much focus in the whereases or in the be it resolved for the issue of boaters, and that's what we heard the vast majority of the testimony about today. So I'm wondering if in the second be it further resolved that the council directs staff to continue and then at the end say integrates habitat restoration with public recreational elements including facilities for non-boaterized boaters and then continue for the rest of the
which resolution are we on?
This is on the
East Bank Crescent.
There's only two resolves saying basically we accept the exhibit A,
so that's 645,
and then that we direct staff to continue to seek funds and coordinate. I think we need to add including facilities for non-motorized boaters.
I will second. I'll take that as a motion for an amendment.
Second.
To 645. Commissioner Fish seconds that. Any further discussion on that amendment? Call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment's adopted.
So it sounds like the recommendation to us, and I wish we had more than three members of council here, because you might get three different votes with slightly different focuses in terms of direction. So you're going to have to sort that out. But it sounds like you're looking for the broader direction. You want us to, today, we're going to adopt the two resolutions, and then we have an opportunity to come back and sharpen our focus at some later date. Is that fair?
I think that's a very good summary.
So we're going to get sideways with the tax supervision conservation.
Yes. Okay. So let's jump to the chase here since we're still speed dating. Any further revisions, questions, thoughts, ideas? With that, Carla, call the roll on 644.
Fish.
Well, first of all, to Sally Edmonds, Debbie Bischoff, and Caitlin Lovell at the staff level, they're here. Thank you for your great work, and I'm glad we had a full house of people that got to see what you do regularly. Nothing unusual about your work today, but most people don't get a chance to see it in this kind of level, so thank you very much for your work. And Mike, thanks for joining us, and to the BES director. And I'm very pleased to support item 644, and I probably have my own ranking of what I think is my preferred option on this, but we don't have the time to go through that, and I have a couple of more discrete comments on 645. So I'll just say thank you, and thanks to everyone who came out and testified. And we've had a couple of tough weeks on this council and in this city, and it actually, Mayor, has been very encouraging to have a proceeding like this where people are so thoughtful and so civil and respectful and so inspired about our future in the water. So I'm very pleased to vote aye.
I was honored to create and lead the Office of Healthy Working Rivers in my first term, and what we're talking about here is both a healthy and a working river. So thank you to the staff and for the 20 years of cleaning it up and making it healthy. We now need to look at how do we make safe opportunities and direct people to where there are safer, direct them away where there are not, and providing basic things like life belts, life rings with a lot of signage on them that say don't take this for fun, it's for life saving. So I do want to honour Anne Beyer, who was the director of the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, and Patty Howard on my staff that helped with the River Recreation Plan that has continued to work on this, thanks to all the staff, and for the great testimony. Aye.
Wheeler.
Vera Katz, when she was mayor, called for a river renaissance. and the basic thrust of it was this. We are a people adjacent to the river, but we are not yet a people of the river. And we had not figured out a way to both respect that asset from an environmental perspective, nor view it as a place of community gathering, a place where people could come together. Over a period of many years, the city, including both of my colleagues who are up here, made significant investments, like the Big Pipe Project, to continue to improve the water quality in the river. We continue to push forward on the Superfund site, which will help with the lower Willamette to the downstream portion of what we're talking about today. I want to thank all of those who testified today. Willie's still over here. Again, I'm blown away with your enthusiasm, the boaters who came in today, the people who talked about what this means for the next generation. And what we heard today underscores one clear point, which is protecting the habitat and providing robust recreational and access opportunities are not at odds. In fact, there is a smart way for us to plan to have both to protect. I'm going to steal it again because it was such a great line, to be in the river and swim with the salmon. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I just want to thank everybody who is engaged in this and who will continue to work with us. We have lots and lots of community partners. And I look forward to swimming with all of you again in the river. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Please call 645.
Fish?
So this is where I think you'll get a little more of the direction, and so I'll take just a minute to do that. I was very pleased to have so much testimony about all the activity on the river, including all the clubs and at the high school level, the college level, and I think I may actually join the Wasabi Club just to get that shirt, that jersey, because it's a great one. When I was in college, I was recruited to do crew because I had very long legs. And apparently, when you're 6'1", 160, you have sort of like the right shape, and I had long legs. And it conflicted with the sport of the sport that I had played in high school. So I couldn't do both. Poker. No, but but it overlapped the tennis season. But the there is something magical about being on the water in a boat, and I actually wish I had a chance to do crew seriously, but I didn't. The other thing is, as I was hearing all the testimony, I was reflecting on the fact that when we open up the river and we create these opportunities, the ripple effects are huge, and so we have 1,000 people apparently actively engaged in this sport and a chance to grow it, and that's fantastic. So on 645, I am persuaded that option one is the best option, and there may be some way to harmonize option one and option two, but for me, fish habitat has to come first, and I know that site very, very well. On the Holman Dock, I think we have to begin to plan for its replacement, and it sounds like it could fail any time, but at least in the next 2 years, it sounds like we have to have a plan, and I think there's a broader community reason why that has to be done. I think the Portland Boathouse is a phenomenal opportunity. How we pay for it and how it fits within the OMSI master plan, and the OMSI master plan is a critical piece of how all this fits together. And as I said, from the letter we got from OMSI, we still have work to do. But I don't know whether people know this, but in the proposed location for the new Portland Boathouse is like one building over from the building that OMSI uses to build all of its sets and all of its
exhibits.
And what's fascinating about that building is most of the exhibits they build there are for museums other than OMSI. It's the nation's leading center for developing those kinds of things, and it's a wonderful place to visit. So for me, fish habitat comes first. Holman Dock, we ought to bring Prosper Portland in and start talking about what are the options. Helping Portland Boathouse find a new home, and frankly, Caitlin, given that location, I would want to at least have the option to talk to them about taking a portion of the wall and putting our Superfund materials on it, because that is a hell of a location. And since we've just the other day we're talking about how to expand our outreach to the community, having a little kiosk there around Superfund and having something on the side of the building, you know, that we might contribute to would be pretty cool. Then balancing the trail and how we do the swimming safely all gets fit in. One other piece I just want to add, what I've heard from a lot of people today is the swimming is going to occur regardless of what we do today. And so I do think, Mike, we need to have a plan for signs or ladders or safety equipment, and I would hope that you'll come back to council with something and a price tag so we get ahead of that. Because I don't think we have the luxury of saying, gosh, sorry, we thought it was prohibited, people did it, and then someone, a tragedy happens. So I'd very much like to know, Mayor, about what the additional steps we can take now to enhance public safety. Thank you all for a terrific presentation. I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, the one trimester that I rode at Cambridge is not something that I look back with fond memories, just because I, partly because you had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do it, but just because I don't particularly want to do it either now or then doesn't mean that I don't support it, and that's the case with many of the things that we deal with on the council. I am very supportive of both the boathouse and all of the clubs there and the swimming option. I definitely agree with Commissioner Fish that option one is the direction to go. But a note that the redevelopment of East Bank Crescent is currently unfunded. What we've found in Portland Parks and Recreation with Poet's Beach is that the amount of money that's been allocated by the council is barely enough, we think, to make it a safe place. And as we heard from the River Place folks, law enforcement is definitely a component of this, that there are some things that rangers can do and that other river users can do, but just unsafe behaviour and criminal behaviour needs more enforcement. And so I know that the mayor is committed to that, and choosing the right path is going to be a challenge for all of us, and one that I'm looking forward to working with you on. Aye.
Wheeler.
Very good. So first of all, I want to thank Nathan Howard from my office before I forget. He's worked on this for many, 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 many months. And frankly, it's been a hoot. I've really enjoyed working on this project with all of you and really and everybody from the community. It's just been a blast, frankly, and a great inspiration. I err probably towards what the staff recommendation is, which is what I'll call 1.5. Again, respecting the environment, but where it is compatible, acknowledging that we really do need access and we do need recreational opportunities on the river for a variety of reasons. I'll just go on one thread and then I'll be quiet because we have to get our budget approved by the tax soup folks upstairs. It's this. The river has too long divided this community, and there is very rarely a day in this council chamber where somebody doesn't mention the divide in this city that the waterway creates. And they talk about it in different ways, socioeconomic, geographical, you name it. This kind of planning can actually bridge that divide. And we could be similar to what other communities are that respect their waterway, respect their habitat, protect the environment, but also acknowledge that it could be a thriving area that brings people together rather than divides them. And I happen to be on the side of the philosophical argument that says people are going to come either way, so let's do it in a responsible, planful way. That's been the Portland way for a long, long time. So that would be, and I'm hearing my colleagues, and I certainly respect their important points of view on this, but I'd say I'm 1.5. I'm not one. I like where we were with regard to respect the environment, but where it is appropriate to do so, let's also cultivate those access and recreational opportunities. And let's take that river renaissance to the next level. So with that, I will just say thank you, everybody. It's been a great day. Commissioner Fritz.
Just one other thing. Willie Levinson has been an amazing community leader on this, and I forgot to say that in my comments. So I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Very good. I vote aye, and with that, the resolution is adopted as amended. Thank you all for your hard work. We are adjourned.
Oh, actually, I've had to stop collecting t-shirts.
That's great. My wife wishes I would stop collecting t-shirts.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Kristen was going to get them just to start on the preliminary stuff.
Yeah, I'll get that as soon as I can. Thank you.
Thank you.
They gave testimony. I'll give it to you. It's a matter of public record.
That's ours.
Okay. Oh,
mic's on.
The mic was on.
Yeah, we'll have him come in and turn everything on.
Okay.
Carla's coming back.
Cool. I'll grab that from there.
Okay.
Yeah. There's another one here.